Okay. So how many of you have like received decisions from the BIA more than 10 days after they were issued? Yeah. So I don't know why, but in Falls Church, it seems like the mail service takes a long time. So because of that fact, you may very well be put in a position where you never are served with a decision, or you're served with a decision outside of the time that you have statutorily for being able to file a petition for review. And that's where a motion to reissue comes in handy. If you want the BIA to sort of reset the clock so that you can file a petition for review, you'll need to file a motion to reissue. All right, let's see if we can click. All right. So I just want to use this slide to show you the differences. I'm not going to go over too much, but know that that for purposes of a motion to reopen, what you're trying to do is to present some sort of evidence that wasn't available before. Okay, so it's a factual issue, some sort of evidence that wasn't available before. And if it's granted, obviously DHS can't deport the person. There is authority in the statute, very important to note there, and the regulations for both the immigration judge as well as the BIA to consider motions to reopen. There's also authority for DHS to consider motions to reopen some of the decisions that they make. And just so we're clear, the decisions that DHS might make might be reinstatement decisions for someone who has a prior order of removal or expedited removal decisions. Okay, so All right, so we're going to contrast that in a little bit with motions to reconsider. Motions to reconsider are going to be those motions that present some legal error. In other words, you're not making necessary new facts available, but some legal error. Okay, so the types of motions to reopen, and beside that is what their deadlines are generally, okay? So in general, you have the statutory right to a motion to reopen that is limited by the statute in time and number, okay? You generally need to file a motion to reopen within 90 days of the decision, and you're generally limited to one motion to reopen or motion to reconsider. Now, there are exceptions that are built in, and I've listed out some of those exceptions. So if there's changed country conditions and you plan on filing some type of relief that is fear protection or fear-based protection, there's no deadline. You can show those changed country conditions at any time. There's also a specific exception for people who are victims of domestic violence. That is expanded to 1 year, but that's also waivable, so you may be able to file beyond the 1 year. There's a regulatory provision for sua sponte motions to reopen. In other words, making a request to the court that they use their own inherent authority to be able to reopen a case. There's no deadline for that. It can happen at any time. There's no time or number bar. But asking for a sua sponte motion to reopen has its own problems, and we'll talk about those in just a bit. Think about DHS motions. If you get DHS to be able to jointly file a motion to reopen with you, in other words, there is a joint motion, you do, I think, have a better chance of getting that motion actually granted. And it also will waive the time and number prescriptions. If there is a DHS-issued order, so like expedited removal or reinstatement, there's generally a 30-day deadline, but it's waivable if you can show some good cause. And it's also not subjected to the departure bar, which we'll also talk about briefly in a minute. Okay, so contrast this to that other slide that we just looked at on motions to reopen. Motions to reconsider is basically asking a judge or the BIA to review their decision because there's some error of law or some error in the facts in the decision that you can support with some pertinent authority, okay? If you can get a motion to reconsider granted, that will mean that DHS can no longer deport your person based on that particular order. I've cited there the statutory authority for and the regulatory authority for both of those motions. All right, so let's just put it side by side. Motion to reconsider is dealing with errors of law or fact. Motions reopens dealing with new facts, and you've got to have some evidence to support those new facts. And we'll talk about what that evidence has to be and how you present that evidence. That evidence needs to be information that was not previously available, okay? You generally need to be able to file your motion to reconsider within 30 days of the final order. So anytime that you're thinking of a legal error, you need to do it within 30 days. Anytime you're thinking of a factual issue that's come up, it's within 90 days, unless you can meet the exceptions, which were on the previous slide, unless you can get DHS to join. I know that's difficult these days because of not a lot of DHS OPLA offices are joining in motions to reopen, or you can demonstrate equitable tolling. I saw a hand, but if you'll go to the mic, then we'll take the question.